Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
Welcome to Sticks and Dirt Kidman Podcast, back again, and I think this is episode 122.
Is it?
I think so, yep. And so here we go. Today we're going to be talking about Peter Pan.
Yeah.
So the original Disney Peter Pan cartoon.
Oh.
And
Wait. What?
Not peanut butter?
No, I took... No. When I sent out the text assignment that we're going to
like
do it
five
on
jars of peanut butter.
Yeah, I thought it was peanut butter. I've been eating all kinds of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
We ate so much.
No, the assignment
peanut butter
was to watch
and watch
Peter
that
Pan.
Robin Williams movie.
Peter Pan the cartoon, Disney cartoon.
For the record, I didn't watch Peter Pan, neither did I eat a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh,
what are you doing?
Jared.
Because I've seen it already.
You're watching what show?
Yeah, but it's
and
different.
You're not watching Peter Pan?
It's different.
Have you ever seen Peter Pan?
It's New Eyes.
Yeah.
The original, Disney.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have it on VHS.
He hesitated.
It's on VHS. We watched it during Christmas time.
You didn't watch on A-Track?
You watched it on Christmas time?
Well, because the kids had nothing to watch, so we just
Well, that's
saw
cool.
Peter
so
Pan
so it's it. Fresh in your mind just from a month ago.
I guess, yeah.
He's like, I didn't
sit there. How can I take this into a spiritual aspect?
The fact that you saw
it
is automatic.
Yeah.
Okay. So as we talk about this. So as we talk about this, you'll...
Oh, I just thought his shadow. Ooh.
Okay.
All right, I'll
yeah, shadow. All right. What I did to the crew here is I said, just take some ideas out of Peter Pan the movie, some tidbits and stuff to do a parallel with Bible stories or whatever content. And this is what's going to happen. I've got a perspective on the Peter Pan concept. It's not mine originally, but I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to do it last because I think it's way different than what you guys are going to do, but I want to hear your guys' ideas and creativity and thoughts about it, and I'm going to take this, what I've got, and we're going to mesh it together and try to put pieces together in the end. So this could be a little bit lengthy episode as we take off here, because I know there's a lot of stuff that we can channel into with this. So here we go. So you guys, Travis, Alexa, you guys watched Peter Pan last night.
Mm-hmm. And this morning.
We
got sleepy, so
okay.
We finished it this morning.
Part one last night,
yeah,
part two this morning.
Yeah, we were out of town yesterday.
So. Long day,
okay,
Andy,
long
come
day.
On.
And Jared watched it in December, but didn't know, little did he know, that was God speaking to him that he was going to need this
he
information today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but
that's a wrote down a bunch of notes, didn't you?
Justin Taylor, did you guys watch, or are you just going to go on memory?
Memory.
Taylor knows it.
I have a lot of things.
She's Disney
queen. I don't
know
why, but like out of all the Disney movies, one of my favorites was Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
That's the reason why I loved Hook as well so much.
Okay.
Hook was amazing. This is yes. My first time ever watching it.
Yeah.
Are
Travis
you serious?
Never
really?
Seen it. You've Travis
never
was
seen
not
Peter
a
Pan?
Disney kid.
See, I've never seen. I've seen Pocahontas. Never mind.
Oh, Pocahontas was my favorite. Still my favorite.
There was one I haven't seen, and everyone like hates me for it.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We don't have to, I don't want you guys to have to go through like the whole story of Peter Pan, but just, you know, bullet point stuff on ideas that would be good teaching points or parallels that we can look at. And then mine will take a wicked twist in the end. So
is that a good thing?
It's a good thing. It is a good thing. It's actually very profound when I heard this.
Wicked and profound is the ways he's describing this.
It's almost kind of scary sometimes. It's like, because it's so true with some people, not with everybody. But it's because it's so deep. But anyway, who wants to go first and give your cash in on your ideas with Peter Pan?
I think Taylor's going
to
give it a go.
Oh, Taylor is ready to go.
I just have something funny.
Okay.
So you know how the old Disney movies always had like 5 minutes of opening credits at the very beginning of the movie?
Uh-huh.
Bring that to a spiritual aspect. That's your church countdown of virtual service.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, our church has like 9 countdowns every Sunday morning before service gets started.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I call it. I was like, oh, a countdown. Oh, okay, cool. So when this one gets done, we have another countdown.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Nope. Oh, snap.
We got another countdown.
I think that's only on YouTube, but still.
And there's a countdown at the end now, too. Did you guys catch at the end? There's another countdown to close it off as well. Did you count?
I didn't
catch that.
See that.
I didn't see that.
Probably shut it off sooner, but as soon as it fades to black and there's another counter to count down the end of the film. So, okay. All right. So, anything else? Who wants to jump in on this? Let's do this.
They should go.
I've got six bullet points.
Go.
Good Lord.
The first one, I think it has an overarching theme of just belief in it. At the beginning, like the dad doesn't believe in Peter Pan and, you know, everyone has their own feeling of belief in Peter Pan, I guess. I don't know. I feel like there's something you could probably do with that. I can't think of the girl's name now. Wendy. They said that she knows textbook him. She knows all the facts about him and she's very, you know, knowledgeable on him. So that's kind of like a book smart Christian type person.
Or stalker.
You know?
That's Cana.
I know the Bible stalker. Front and back kind of person.
Or not Cana, but
Avery. And then like the boys just like to like pretend to be him and like they like the whole imagination of it all and like the mom still has a good, you know, solid belief of him too. Like
the mom is more like grounded belief.
Grounded
and
belief.
And the dad
and
is flat out
reminiscent.
Rejecting.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm tired of Peter Pan.
See, I never thought about bringing the parents in this because they're in the very opening part of it and you don't see them again until the end. And so I never thought about pulling the parents into it.
Yeah,
so
thought about that at the beginning.
There's that.
And the dad's so mad that they believe in it that he's making her grow up and she has to move out of the nurse. She has to have her own room now and, you know,
put away
Wendy, because he's tired of her.
Okay, that's your commentary on the film. So how, where's your tie-in to any kind of curriculum?
Just the belief kind of thing. I don't know.
The thing that we kept going back to was the overall put away the childish things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the verse?
When I was a child, I did childish things. Because then even at the end, she's ready. She said, no, I'm not a child anymore. I'm ready to move out of the nursery. I'm ready to have my own, you know.
Okay.
She had that experience, and now she's like, okay.
So maybe it'd be a good lesson for graduation.
Oh, yeah. Day. Like you had that experience. Oh, you went to Neverland. Wow. You did it. Now, okay, I'm back. I'm ready.
That is a good. Yeah, so when it comes time for your church class graduation time, that could be a good lesson to pull off on a sayonara. You know, remember this, what Peter Pan taught you, that we sat here. Taylor, you got something else to say? You're back over there smiling. She's holding the world's youngest Kidman podcaster.
The world's crankiest.
Yeah, he's crankiest. He's kind of sleepy.
Not you anymore, Lexi.
And then the second to the youngest Kidman's podcaster, as you can probably hear him in the background, he wants us here on the table with us today. A little justice. And he's playing with his computer over there. So who wants to put in something next? I need everyone's input before we go on.
I would say how they were saying, never growing up, like having faith and stuff like that. It made me think of the verse, not a verse, but kind of Jesus saying, you know, if you can't think like a kid, like if you don't have the faith like a kid, you can't make it like into like the kingdom or something like that.
Yeah. Jesus said we had the faith of a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say that kind of plays into it.
Okay. There's a tiny element there.
Yeah. Yep. Of not stopping to believe. You know. Mm-hmm.
All right. Taylor?
I remember one time I did a lesson and it was called Faith, Trust, and Jesus Dust.
That's right.
Yeah.
That wasn't too long ago.
Well, it's probably like a year ago.
A year. Well, yeah. But, go through that again.
It was basically faith and trust go hand in hand. Gosh, I can't remember. It was very confusing because the difference between faith and trust is so. Sorry, I've got a kid grabbing at my mouth. The difference between faith and trust is kind of hard to explain to kids. But it's basically you can't have faith without having trust. And I used four adults, and I had them all sit down on a chair. I had them sit down on a chair, and I said, faith is believing that the chair is there, trust is believing that this exercise is going to work. And I had them sit in the chair sideways, and then they all laid back to where they were. Their head was on each other's
knees.
This
was the four kids in the four chairs.
Yeah, but I used it with adults first.
Okay.
But they all laid back to where they were laying their head on each other's knees, and I took the chairs away. And I said that, like, faith is believing that the chairs will hold you. Trust is believing that each other will hold you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd use that in the biblical sense and put, like, Jesus does is the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. So I remember us talking about that one time, too, after we did that lesson. And that was called, what was that stunt with the chairs called? There was a name for that. It's on Pinterest or something. The four-way chair trust thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it is really neat, and it looks kind of scary at first, and all kids are facing each other in a chair, and then they lean over and lay each other's lap or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they're in a position already that when you move the chairs, they're still in that same position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're sitting on invisible chairs, and it's pretty cool. And so, there you go. So there's a faith and trust thing.
I have faith and trust when I sit in a wicker chair.
A wicker chair.
I have to have faith and trust.
And that kind of goes with... Because like once they had the pixie dust, they could fly, and like they had all these,
right, but there. Only when they had happy thoughts.
Right.
If they had
right.
sad
oh,
thoughts,
right. I forgot about down. That.
Yeah,
right.
That's
true. I'd like fall.
So they had to keep their like, faith. They had to keep their faith up.
You'd sink lower.
I know.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good happy thoughts. Yeah, the happy thoughts keep like, them flying. That's a good thing to apply with a faith lesson and analogy. Whatever.
I forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about his shadow?
Yeah, take I feel like there's something there with his shadow.
In the beginning, he was just he caught it in the beginning,
the
right?
Dog, like
he was,
the dog had
taken it.
The dog took his shadow.
Mm-hmm. Dog's a good guy.
He had come Nana. To the windowsill to listen to Wendy tell stories,
poor
and
Nana.
The dog.
I know.
The dog Nana grabbed his shadow, so Nana. Peter had to come back later that night and
she
get it back.
She deserved better.
Yeah, Nana deserved better.
So nothing coming to mind about what we do with the shadow. There's got to be something there.
I think
like,
the only thing I can
like
think
your
of,
soul or
and I don't even
something.
Know if you might even not even be able to run with this. I don't know, but like
you can't
like it. Like it's like you don't want to like backslide or you know let God get away from you. So you got to keep your shadow.
There you go.
Like
you're something with
so
your
what was the shadow? What was the shadow always doing?
I don't know.
What was the shadow always doing?
Copying.
Miming.
It was causing mischief,
at first,
if I remember
like,
correctly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would take the shadow and reflect it as our own personal carnality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
keep it under control.
Yeah, because Peter Pan was always trying to
keep
it.
It's always
going to
be there, but
it was always trying to keep it in check because whenever it went into Wendy's room, it was flying all over the place. And, you know, Peter was trying to catch it and get a hold of it. And in the process, he was actually causing a lot of destruction in the room.
So he was trying to go without being governed in life, and so sometimes that's we get that way. All of us do. Sometimes that's our nature that we want to carry and do whatever we want to do, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's causing mischief, unfortunately. But that's a carnal nature that we all have inside of us, and trying to keep that tame is always a challenge. So there.
Also, you can't have a shadow without some source of light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something there.
Okay.
Use that however
Boom.
You want. I don't care.
It's
yours
it's,
now.
It's not copyrighted.
What about Captain Hook? Where are we going?
I have a question about
Captain
Hook.
I saw a lot of stuff.
I don't know about Captain Hook.
I thought a lot about...
Like, was his name Hook before his arm got cut off?
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare
like,
you?
Yeah, Peter Pan. Yeah.
How'd you what?
How dare you?
Yeah. Oh, how dare
you? Like, was his name Hook before? Or was his name Captain Jones? And then Alligator took his hand and then...
Oh, you know it had to be a different name before.
Or was his name Hook, and then he lost his hand, and he's like...
What if,
maybe Hook
what
was
if,
his last
maybe,
name.
Maybe
and
Hook's
it was
his
just
name
ironic.
What if,
oh,
what
well.
If him Let's and Peter Pan were actually like best friends, but then Captain Hook decided he wanted to grow up?
What if...
Ooh, I like that. Hook grew up, and he resents Peter Pan for not doing the same.
I always wondered why all the pirates
like
were all
Good.
Older, and all the Lost Boys
yeah.
were like younger.
And then he
and
says
the
you can't come
well.
Back.
Yeah.
If you grow up, but Hook and the
yeah,
and the
like
pirates
that's
are there.
Something that always got me. It's just like Neverland is the place where you never grow up. So how are there old people there?
Maybe Hook went out and quote unquote recruited adults for his crew. Mm-hmm. Just like the Lost Boys. You know,
I think,
got kids for theirs.
I think Peter Pan's the bad guy.
Yeah, I think he is,
I think
too.
He's mean. He's a jerk.
He steals people from their
think
families.
About it. Exactly. Think about it. Yeah. Come to my Neverland, you'll never grow up. That sounds pretty...
We're,
That sounds like something I read in a scary story.
Yeah.
That whole mom story
where they're all like crying and falling asleep talking about their moms. Like, where, did he take those kids? And like,
he took the kids. Just did he like kidnap he took them? The darlings.
I'm worried about it.
So look at what Jared's trying to say here. Where do you go teaching kids this? So, in other words, let's look at the aspect of Neverland itself. Yeah. If kids, you know, want to believe in Neverland, should we say about the Neverland aspect about this? What would you tell kids if you're teaching a lesson and you're confronted with the Neverland aspect? Which route do you go?
I don't know, but you don't really want to say Neverland is like heaven.
Yeah. Let people take you out of your window.
Well, okay, think about it this way.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if there's a little boy that says, hey, just come and think happy thoughts and you'll start flying out your window. Don't do that.
I mean, you can look at it as life lessons.
Some kind of drug.
Right.
You can look at it as life lessons, though. Like, even in the movie.
And they did the peace pipe.
The kids go to Neverland, and then they're like, oh, yeah, you can stay here and never grow old. But they know that, you know, family and all that's really important. So what do? They go back home. They don't want to not grow up. You can, I don't know, twist that into, like, somehow, like, you know, making the right choices and that, you know, making sure that your choices affect, you know.
And she.
You know, everyone. In a good way.
She said at the end, because like the darlings came back, but she said other boys are still on the ship. They're not quite ready to go home yet. They're not done with Neverland yet. So it didn't say they weren't going to go home, but maybe they just need a little bit more of that childhood before.
Also, if they never grow up.
Ready. I don't know.
How long have they been there? What if the skunk is 30 years old and he goes home and he's still a little 8-year old and his parents are like, who are you? you should be 38 by now.
Why aren't there more missing signs around the town? Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's easy for us to look at Peter Pan and go with the flow at face value with what Peter Pan was trying to do and take them and make it a happy, faithful, uplifting type thing parallel to kids. But I think the honest truth, and it leads into what I'm going to be saying when Jared took that turn about Hook wanting to be – Hook taking on the responsibility to be an adult. Mm-hmm. And Pan not doing it.
Is Pan Hook's child?
I was saying that too.
maybe they're brothers.
I'm not going there.
What if Peter Pan and Hook are the same person?
Hey.
In alternate universes.
Now we're going
to No, it's the manifestation of his imaginary.
I will say, on what we're talking about, like with the whole growing up and maybe they weren't ready to grow up kind of thing. I remember we have a kid in Connects who at camp this year, not last year, 2 years ago now.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
What camp did she is one of, she's one of the older of four siblings. And mm-hmm. I remember telling me, cause we're like, oh, how do you like it? And she said, you know, I just feel like my parents want me to grow up so much cause I'm the oldest. And she said, I kind of want to still be like with my little siblings and play. And I don't want to.
It's a Wendy Darling syndrome.
There was, she was kind of like, Peter Pan reminded me of her because I remember her telling me that. She was like, you know, I kind of still like the fun things and I kind of, you know, I feel like my parents expect me to be more responsible, but
we have a job in Kidman for you.
Now, that's a real thing that happens, mm-hmm. of course. It's a testimony there, but we see that, and that's a real issue with some kids that mm-hmm. if they have younger siblings, they do want to do that, and that is something they battle with.
So
it's something that needs attention.
I think the important thing is not saying that when they grow up, they have to like act a certain way or they can't, or they have to stop liking certain stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cause I think that's how they think of it. They're like, oh, I have to change everything. I have to change who I am. I have to pretend I don't like this anymore. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. It's hard when your siblings are all involved in that and you're like,
to a young kid like that, I would say you will grow mature. It will happen. And it's just everyone's time is different. Mm-hmm. In her case, she has younger siblings. You have that. I think you have that rite of passage to stay that way mm-hmm. because of them. And I believe it's kind of an obligation to your family to, you know, to cater and see them through that if you can,
mm-hmm. right?
As much as you can, and that sets that person up for a certain way of life.
Mm-hmm.
I would even say for the Lost Boys, you can even take that as like. Like hanging out with Peter Pan, who are your friends? Who do you hang around? Are they growing mm-hmm. you? Are they making you
Ooh.
Better?
Ooh. Are they helping you?
Or are they making you stay?
Who are you following? And yeah.
Because there was that scene
Peter
where
Pan, you suck.
There was that scene. There was that scene where Wendy wanted all the kids. Like she's like, no, we have to go home tomorrow. We have to go home tomorrow. And he said, no, I declare you're not going home. And he was like, no, you're not going. Like, and he like Peter Pan kind of put his foot down. Was like, you know, you guys can't go home. And I was like,
he's a bad guy.
But he was
catching. Yeah, and then Wendy's like, no, we've got to go see our mother. And then the brothers were like, I thought you were our mother.
They forgot.
Yeah,
they're starting to forget. Yeah.
And here's the magic of the movie. When I was a kid and first watched it, I was all for Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. As a child, I'm like, let's go to Neverland. There's a Neverland out there somewhere. I'm like, let's go type of thing. And then as you grow in life, you find out things are a little bit different.
Yeah. I don't like him at all.
You are more like
And that's
hook.
The magic.
And all the girls love him. And he's a
Disney
player.
Magic.
And that's the magic.
Oh, yeah, I don't like him.
Yep. All the mermaids were getting jealous of Wendy.
And Tinkerbell was jealous, so she tried to kill Wendy.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell.
Let's talk about Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell, okay.
She's a stone cold killer.
There's a point on Tinkerbell in here, too. So what do you guys think?
Tinkerbell is like the spirit of jealousy.
Because she's so green.
She's green.
And I'm looking at her. She can only. Angry. They say that fairies are so small that they can only feel one emotion at a time.
Oh.
And so that's why her aura changes all the time.
Like Flake.
Yeah. Like your cartoon character.
So like usually she's all sunshine yellow whenever she's around Peter, but whenever she's not around Peter, she's like red and green.
Right.
She's red because she's mad, or she's green with envy and jealousy against Wendy.
I'm just amazed kind of that they made like so many other movies and stuff about Tinkerbell when really in the Peter Pan, she's not nice and she's trying to kill people. Like, but Disney took it and made a whole franchise. I was like,
Let's run with that.
Yeah, like she tries to.
Let's go with this murderous fairy.
I love how they were just so nonchalant in the mermaid scene. They're like, we were only trying to drown her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the?
Yeah. Those girls in that movie are just straight.
Like, let's just be all nonchalant while we're playing with our little puka shells. Like, we were only trying to drown her. I'm like, well, that's not nice.
Yeah. All those girls were jealous.
So influence is a big thing here. Right, influence with people you hang around with. Yeah. The Lost Boys in one way, and then the mermaids in another way. So, yeah. So there's some good influence things, people you hang around with to derive from that and teach kids. So, anything else from you guys?
I'm starting to realize more and more as we talk about it.
Absolutely. That's what the think tanks do. So
I couldn't do it while we were watching it. Because they had like a little thing at the beginning. They're like, sorry about the social justice issues and stuff. So I was like looking for that kind of stuff too.
They had that stuff announced in
like a little warning at the beginning.
And honestly, after I watched the whole red man
the
thing,
whole red
was,
skin thing.
Yeah, I do have a
they
question.
They were bright red.
They did those warnings now. So instead of a PG-13, it's all this.
We're not changing it, but understand.
I do have a question though.
Yes. Right.
What makes the man red man red?
Because he got kissed by a girl.
Blushed, and they've been blushing ever since.
Because the Tiger Lily started kissing Peter Pan too, and then everyone else got jealous again. Man, he was a player.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it was weird. I don't know. They all smoked a peace pipe too.
Yeah, they passed around a little peace pipe.
They did.
It was weird.
So you could, yeah.
I have no idea how my parents let me watch this
movie. I know.
Right? I don't know how any parents let
it. If that was in a Disney movie today.
I'm thinking it, it's like, it's cool because it's probably how the directors intended it in a way, because it's cool. Like, the kids are seeing it in one way, but if you're the adult seeing it, you could probably see it in a completely different way.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember any of it.
Peter Pan's the bad guy. No, he's the good guy. He's flying everywhere.
Listen, I legitimately was watching it with, like, a six-year-old child of mine or something, and there would be a point where I would probably turn it off. Like, you don't watch this. We don't want to watch this anymore.
No one's taking you.
No. Get away from the window,
child. What are you doing over there?
Now, without trying to chase off into something else, they made those cartoons movies back in those days, 60s and 70s, and it was just... That was
the 50s, yeah.
That was a generational type thing there. Mm-hmm. And now the way they make stuff today, the messages and the content you see in there today can be just as disturbing, especially when we talked about the new episodes coming on Netflix, when they actually are integrating the transgender children and all that stuff. And they let you know, I forget the name of the series they titled these things, but every one of these new cartoons, even including the Jurassic Park cartoon and all these other ones, they say as part of this, a collection. It's a certain type of collection
and
kids programming, and it contains all that stuff in there in cartoons where kids can be more exposed to it. And there you go. So, pull us back on track here. Any else? Any other thoughts mm-hmm. on the film before I go? Okay.
Oh, get it, girl.
My childhood is a lie.
There was a funny, there was a funny part about gluttony.
There was?
Yeah. When Tinkerbell realized she had a large behind.
Oh, she
and
did?
She got stuck in the keyhole. Aww. And she's like, and I said, lay off the donuts, kids. Like,
yeah. As I was eating my
fourth donut. Don't be a glutton.
As I was eating my fourth donut.
Or else she'll get stuck in a chest.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
You get stuck in your ready. Drawers if you eat too many.
All right, I think the key word in here. I just kind of went through and typed down. Oh, dang, I got tickled. Travis got her.
You're gonna get stuck in your drawers if you eat too many donuts.
Oh man,
she got stuck.
Come on, that was funny.
It was.
Does it need a podcast editor or just elevator music or
no,
what?
No, it's please great. Stand by? Nope, okay, no, nope, it's great.
So here we go. I think what I did, I just kind of did a transcript of what this guy was saying, and I'm sure other people have used this, but when I heard this here, it just kind of...
Is he the devil? Is Peter Pan the devil?
No. Yes. Just he's making some good analytical perspective points here on the story of Peter Pan, mm-hmm. and he's a professor, so he's teaching this to college students on this. I don't know why he's on this. It's just a segment, a portion in one of his lectures or whatever, but he jumps onto this. And I think the key word in this is about a personal sacrifice in your life that you have to, that we make. So here it goes. You get to pick your own sacrifice. You don't get to not make one. You're going to be sacrificial whether you want to be or not. Peter Pan was a magical boy. And Pan roughly means God of everything or God of all. There's, and I'm gonna break away. I looked that up, and there's a Greek god called Pan. He's half legs of a goat and has goat horns, and he plays that pan flute upper part.
Oh, they did have that pan flute.
Yeah, pan flute. So he's a Greek mythological character. So it kind of derives from all that there.
Is that like Pan's Labyrinth or?
I don't know if that's connected to that, where it came from, but there it is.
Well,
so,
Pan's ears in the cartoon were like elf ears.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
They were pointy.
And Peter is a boy who won't grow up because he's magical. Now, children are magical. They can be anything. They're nothing but potential at their age. Mm-hmm. Peter Pan doesn't want to give that up. And why? Well, he's got some adults around him, but the main one is Captain Hook. But who wants to grow up and be a Captain Hook? First of all, you're missing a hand and a hook is in its place. Second, you've become a tyrant. Third, you're chased with a dragon of chaos with a clock in its stomach, the crocodile. He's already got a piece of you. Listen to this one. Mm. This is what happens when you get older. Time has already got a piece of you. Time has a taste for you and eventually is going to eat you. Hook is so traumatized by this, he can't help but be a tyrant. Pan looks at the traumatized Hook and says, well, I'm not going to sacrifice my childhood for that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So he ends up being king of the Lost Boys in Neverland. Neverland does not exist, and who would want to be king of a group of Lost Boys? Pan also sacrifices the potential of a real sacrifice of a woman and a relationship of a woman, who is Wendy. Wendy is mostly a conservative middle-class girl who wants to grow up and have kids and live a real life. She accepts her mortality and accepts her maturity. Pan has to content himself. So Wendy is the girl who's trying to live the adult life. Mm-hmm. And Pan's trying to persuade her to come live this fantasy life with me. Mm-hmm. And so now Tinkerbell, like Neverland, she doesn't exist either. Tinkerbell has become the fairy of a fantasy, a substitute of the real thing. Sacrifice is an element of maturation, the maturing process. You will sacrifice the plural of potentials in a childhood for the actuality of a frame. So he's saying in our lives, we're going to, like the Bible verse said, you're going to put away all these childish stuff and you're going to sacrifice that to do to live the adult life. This is going to happen whether you want to or not. You can either choose your limitations or you can let it take you unaware. Mm. And he starts talking about, you know, when... If it takes you unaware when you become 30 or 40 years old and you're still living at home in your parents' basement.
Thanks, Randy.
You're not living in your parents' basement. And
church's basement.
Yeah, church's basement.
Phantom of the
and so
river.
There's a penalty that accrues in this time frame of our life. When we're 25, we've all been 25, obviously.
I am 25.
And you are 25. So when you're in that, when you're getting out of school and you're in your early 20s, we all make stupid mistakes. We don't have a whole lot of experience in life. And we frolic all we want, and we're still young, and we're a lot of times we're clueless on life, what we want to do,
yeah.
and that's understandable, okay. And there's not much experience in life, and in the workforce, and with people, and people, you're young, no problem, but we're still full of potential at that time in our life. It's when you start reaching a certain age, 30 or 35, whatever you want to call it, there, and we haven't done anything with our lives at this point, and people aren't through us at that point any longer. And they ask you, what have you been doing for the past 10 years? Well, I'm just as clueless when I was 22. But you're not 22 any longer. You're an old infant. And that's an old
infant.
So you choose your... And he was getting real serious, you know, and the room was quiet. And like people were really soaking this in. And it's like it was hitting them. And he says, you choose your sacrifice. Your sacrifice is inevitable, but you get to choose it regardless. As a child, you are a potential... It's in low resolution, but you're not anything yet. You grow and adopt an apprenticeship, roughly speaking, and then at least you become something. You start working a job. If you become a plumber, you can advance into an employer and hold a business, become a pillar of the community, and have a family. And once you pass through that narrow training period in your life, you begin to rediscover that the child you left behind as you were apprenticing and regain that potential at the same time, the end. And a thought at the end says, you can't cross an ocean unless you're willing to lose sight of the shore.
Oh, I like that.
So there's some just, you know, deep, hard-hitting stuff there, I think, that when you see Peter Pan, you don't see it. You don't grasp that. But I like the one about the time, the clock and the crocodile.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And even with me, I think it caught up. It didn't really catch up, but I really thought that the moment that I knew that I wasn't immortal was when I had that seizure, and then like I didn't have a job, and I was like, oh, great, great, blah, blah, blah. And then now I'm just all morbid, depressed. And no, just like the fact that like it could be done at any time. Like
yes.
I'm not immortal. Like as a kid, you don't think that because like I'm very young, like, you know, people, and it's not really a... Oh, I thought you said there was something right there, and I saw it.
I thought he was raising his hand.
Me too.
So, but, I think there's a sense of, for Peter, even Peter is like, I'm never going to grow up. I'll be like this forever. And then,
So I'm thinking, gathering from my perspective on what he said and what you guys are saying, we teach kids to target the potential God has for them, you know, as they grow up. And don't get stuck in a dream world like Pan did. And I think there was a lot of mistakes that Pan was showing us that could things can go wrong. And I think we need to look at that and not chase after it, but say, hey, there's a warning not to go there.
What was the last line of that thing that you read about the shore?
You can't cross an ocean unless you're willing to lose sight of the shore.
Whenever you said that, it reminded me of that Toby Mac song, I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul.
Okay.
Like, Pan is in this Neverland, and it seems like he runs the place, but he's going to always be
stuck to it.
Yeah, he's a slave to it because he can't leave. It's like he's attached to it. So it's like he's gained this whole world, but he's lost his
life,
his soul, basically.
Also, but here's the thing. He can leave because he goes and gets other kids and comes back.
He's not saying that he can't. He's saying that but he can. Like,
he won't give up that life.
He won't. Yeah.
Here's
he
another thing. Like, maybe he's been there so long, he doesn't know where to go.
Right. Like the brothers forgot their mom. Like, the brothers forgot their mom that quickly. So, I mean, he probably has no idea what his life even was.
That's why he's staying there, because he's scared.
It's like his own version of Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Right.
He's been there for so long. He's been captive by that island for so long. And he's like,
well, that's the only home he knows. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He's constantly going out and recruiting, like almost like he's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Passing out tracks again.
Yeah, like, yeah, passing out tracks.
I've got this great place. Come see. Like,
window knocking.
Come to my van and get some candy.
I like the thing with the clock. I think the clock was put in there mm-hmm. as like a clever way to tell when the alligator, or what do they call it, crocodile alligator.
Crocodile, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to tell the difference.
TikTok
croc. They put it in there as like a clever way to know that he's coming, but I like the, yeah, I like the parallel with the time is creeping up on you.
Yeah.
I like that.
That I think that's the part that hit me the most when he that went through deep. That there.
It was very deep.
And it's like, oh man, such an important thing in life that kid, you know, even as a kid, you don't see that. You just you think it's just funny. A crocodile has a clock in his stomach and he's chasing Cook.
A clock mm-hmm. in a place where time stands still.
Yeah.
Why was there even a clock there?
Yeah.
In the first place. Where did the clock come from? Not Neverland.
Just a talk cap nook.
And
why would there be?
And all the Indians, why are they adults too?
They're on a different section. Here we go. Well, because like there was a map, right? Section? There was like Mermaid Cove, like.
Yeah, there was a map.
So maybe just that
Neverland is magical.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, then what are all the other places?
So anyway.
Another thing is, I think a lot of times us as adults feed kids a Neverland story by saying, you can be whatever you want to be. Okay, there's some limited truth to that. And the fact is, no, you can't. We can tell kids all day long in our classrooms, in school or kids' church, if you want to be a president of the United States, you can grow up be. No, you can't. No. You know, none of you guys, the chances are, and I'm going to sit here and tell kids this, but I'm not going to say, the chances are you're not going to be what you want to be when you grow up. But in a way, they need to be told that because you got to have goals.
I think, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do amazing things.
Right.
But the thing is, especially if
we
you're
can't
wanting
all grow up and be astronauts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to serve God, the most basic principle is like, you're going to give up your life. Mm-hmm. You're going to do what God
sacrifice.
Wants you to do.
If you do want to do those things, you have to put in hard work and you have to sacrifice things. And
maybe it's fair to say, kids, all right, if you want to shoot for that, if you want to be an astronaut or whatever,
it's going to take a lot of work.
Go for it, okay? But be prepared.
Shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the
moon. Right. Be prepared to fail and be prepared to, you know, accept the fact that you may not make it there and have a plan B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your life. And that's just good life.
Yeah.
Just A through Z.
We do a lot in kindergarten. We'll ask, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we get sometimes I ask for different assessments. Like, I want to be a princess or I want to be a mermaid. I'm like,
I'll be a cheeseburger.
Because on some assessments, they'll be like, do kids have realistic goals? And I'm like, no. But there are some kids
now?
Who say, I want to be a cop or I want to be this when I grow up. And I'm like, okay, but you have to do really well in school. So that means, you know, because they'll be like, I don't want to do this. I'm just going to grow up and be. And I'm like, no, if you want to be this, you have to do well in school. Like, so you need to pay attention now so that.
You need to stop eating the glue, Jimmy.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and my
you want to be
my kindergarten teacher would ask me that. I was always be confused by the question. They said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I said, "Taller."
Travis.
So
taller.
And so you can be what you can.
I did it.
You can be what you want to be when you grow up.
I did it.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Older.
Taller.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that wraps it up for our Peter Pan think tank.
They can do so much with this.
Spaceship.
Yeah, we didn't even put like the other movies into it, like Hook.
Yeah, there's Return to Neverland came up after we watched it.
So much. We could do one on almost every Disney film. We could.
And Return to Neverland is about
a new series.
We could do a series on
it. Yeah, it's about Wendy's daughter. Return to Neverland is about.
I'm her daughter, Jane.
Yeah. So it keeps
going. I think we need to catch up on Restaurant Impossible in our toy box.
Let's get it.
Okay. All right, let's go to Toy Box right now.
Oh, where do you get the music?
Oh yeah, gotta get. It has been a while since we've done Restaurant Impossible, so we have to start and go through all of our clues and our questions and that we've been through.
It's not even that anybody had COVID. It's that we were all like exposed by somebody, or we just couldn't get into the church.
COVID hurdles.
Is this James Bond, please?
It has to be Mission Impossible theme. Yeah. Is this a Mission Impossible? No.
There we go. I totally, me and Megan rewatched those to prepare for the new one coming out in April.
That should have been last April.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
It's time for Restaurant Impossible, where we have to try to guess Alexa's favorite restaurant here in our local area.
It's impossible.
It's tough. It's been impossible
to get a song stop.
So, you never said it was in the local area.
So she's going to go through and tell us all the guesses that we've given since last year.
Yeah, we haven't done this since last year.
All right.
Since last year.
Someone already made that joke today and it killed, all right?
So. And it was Travis. It was me. It did not kill.
And all the questions that we have asked to obtain clues to see what the favorite restaurant is. So listen carefully, and as she goes through the rules, let's get our guesses ready.
Yes.
Take it away, Alexa. Okay.
Oh, before you start, it's not what you posted, right?
What did I post?
You put some Buford's Kitchen.
Oh, I love Buford's, but no, it's not that.
We had that yesterday.
Because it's in Washington,
PA. I don't have
because that's in Washington, PA, and that's not.
Well, it was in Pittsburgh. I thought it was in Pittsburgh. Okay, I'll stop.
Not Pittsburgh either.
It's not in Pittsburgh.
All right, so we've guessed the Cheesecake Factory, Red Robin, the Old Spaghetti Factory, Ryan's, Big Red Shanty, Cheddar's, Chili's, Steak and Shake, Olive Garden, Crystal's, Appalani's, the Capitol Grill, Permani Brothers, Big Boy, Burgatory, Mama Cheese, Denny's, Black Bear Burrito, Sheets, Table 9, Morgantown Brewing Company, Sargasso's. That was from a listener. Green Turtle, yes. Chuck E. Cheese, Pies and Pints, Qdoba, Pokey Dot, Muriel's, The Rambling Root, and Dairy Queen. Those are terrible. And the clues are, it is dine-in. It is not at the University Town Center. It is not in Pittsburgh. It is not in Washington, PA. It is not in the greater Pittsburgh area. It has 3 stars or more on Yelp. It's $2 signs on Yelp. It is not in Morgantown. We have never all eaten there together. Not eaten there with any of you, besides Travis. Maybe? Yeah, one time.
Yeah.
One time with Travis. And my favorite dish is a pasta dish there. And I feel like I've been giving you guys some extras, but I think that's...
I don't have a restaurant, but I have a question.
Okay.
Save it.
Well, I need restaurants first.
I don't... Golden Corral. Did we say that?
Save it.
Yeah, I can't guess. Well, we got to take our.
You can.
You know it's not.
You
Golden
can
Corral.
Leave.
I don't. I just don't. I don't know what to say anymore.
Every week.
What if it was Golden Corral?
All you do is go on Google and look restaurants near whatever town you think it's in.
It's not here. It's not in Pittsburgh. It's not.
It's got to be. It's got to be in Fairmont. It's got
to
be in.
It doesn't have to be. I don't know.
Union City.
You said it's not in Morgantown.
Union Town. I mean,
Onion Town.
So
I got to guess.
I used to think cute.
I think you guys are thinking too.
Guesses, girl.
Small.
Get it, girl.
Let's go and do our guesses now. Ready? Who wants to go first?
Go. I don't have one. I got one. I'm going to go with Kreimer's Italianette Pizzeria in Cincinnati.
Okay, what the heck?
That's literally what we have to go.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You guys are thinking so small.
You throw enough out there and something's going to stick, maybe. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's like literally
I've never heard of that
thousands of possibilities, you guys.
I'm not going to be that hard on you guys. Like, clearly you are. You guys truly think I'm thinking of some obscure place in the middle of, like, Idaho. Like,
well, we know it's not Morgantown. We know it's not in Washington. We know it's not in the greater big. I mean, what are we?
You say we're thinking too small, but we've already, like,
we've narrowed out all the common places that we go to.
I don't go this place too often.
I don't have a GPS tracker to find out where you
go. She's only ate there with me.
I've only ate there with Travis once.
And we've been together for
13
years. We've been together for 13 years.
Restaurant if you've only eaten there once.
Take a guess. I have a guess.
I've only been there probably as many times as I can count my hands.
I listen to the restaurants.
This is your favorite restaurant.
I don't get to go there too often.
Can you read the list of restaurants? We've already guessed again. I listened to it, but I didn't.
Just pull up the S&D Facebook page and looked at the pinned post.
That's right.
That's what I've done.
Go ahead and guess. I'll do that.
So much technology in front of me. I don't know.
Cheesecake Factory, Red Robin, Old Spaghetti Factory.
I'm sorry. Friends. I'll do it. You guys go ahead and guess.
Okay. I don't know what to guess.
Yeah, I seriously, I don't really know. I'm just going to grind. Actually, there was another one that I was going to guess. It's called Shanghai Mamas, but
hey, listen, it's got pasta in there, so this place makes several types of dishes.
You said it's not.
And I told you guys last time that pasta is not their like main. It's not an Italian place.
Yeah.
It's not.
Did you actually say
that's
before?
A free clue. It's not an Italian place.
I'm just going to Google restaurants because that's all I have.
Yeah, restaurants. Google restaurants. That'll help.
Avoid all Italian restaurants. She said it's not an Italian restaurant.
I'm about to drop some major clues at this point because I'm just getting fresh.
Get it, girl. We thought of a clue. I thought of a clue last year whenever.
Last year.
I mean, there's a lot of restaurants here. Like, that's the thing. Like, yeah. I look at restaurants. It's like
in the world.
Arby's. All
can
that's
I tell
here.
You,
that's my favorite one.
It's not Morgantown.
Huh? Yeah, do that one.
It is a franchise.
It's a franchise you've heard of.
It's a franchise you've heard of.
Not
probably.
Not a random.
But it's not
restaurant.
Not Morgantown.
But it's not like there's a lot.
Bar in Cincinnati.
There's selective. Selective.
That's a good clue.
No, the clue that I thought of was something else.
It is a franchise, so that helps a ton. And the fact that the franchise is not in Morgantown is another big piece to the puzzle there.
Yeah, and it makes it harder.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I don't know. It could actually help narrow it. If you just have to find that.
Yeah. Should I say that?
Yeah.
I have another clue for you guys.
Okay.
Because we're going on.
It's a popular tourist spot.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, yeah.
So what, there's popular, like a cave like behind a it?
I have an idea, but if it's there, then I'll be really surprised.
It's definitely a tourist spot.
Oh, the travel gas station.
Huddle House.
Exxon.
Pilot gas.
It's not Huddle House.
Cinnabon Pilot.
Wait.
It's one of the long
Waffle
stories.
House? Did we say Waffle House?
There's one of those in Washington. There's two in Washington.
It's one of those A&W KFC hybrids.
It's hard to find them. There's only a couple of those. It's definitely.
I still don't know. You'll find
them in tourist spots. It's a franchise.
I've probably
eaten not a
there.
Lot.
Okay,
in the
I'm
country.
Gonna take a guess.
I guarantee you, I've eaten.
I don't know if this is a franchise or not. I really don't. But it seems like I've heard this in other places. I'm gonna guess Copper House Grill.
Copper House Grill.
It's in Fairmont. But I don't know if they're a franchise or not.
I don't.
That's the one I've been thinking about.
Oh, it's by DJ Steiner.
Oh, who else?
I am taking a moment and looking up all these clues.
What do we call it?
Franchise.
By
well, we don't have time now. We have to give answers now.
I'm just gonna say McDonald's.
Oh my gosh, that's a wasted guess. All of his guesses have been wasted.
I don't have time to research it right now.
Remember, he guessed sheets, Alexa.
He's got
Randy,
it.
Randy Tourist hasn't.
Franchise.
Do you think
giving it away?
It's what? What'd you say?
Tourist franchise.
Can we do my jokes
tourist
while you
franchise. Let's go. Let's do pot jinx while we come back and
sure.
Our
let's
guesses.
Do that.
All right. Let's do pot jinx.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Pod Jinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here's your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Narrowing it down.
No one's going to listen to my jokes. Everyone's researching.
No, I'm listening.
I'll listen.
They're
50 cheesy jokes that are family friendly.
I don't think Taylor and Justin have got to.
Cheesier than a dairy farm. Smell that dairy air.
Is that a clue?
No.
No, that's a cheesy joke intro.
Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Yes.
All right. What is the Pope's favorite cheese?
The Pope's favorite cheese.
Swiss, because it's holy.
Oh, that is a good one. I was trying to think of a swing to Catholic or Christian cheese or something like that. So Swiss being holy. that kind of nailed it. No one else gonna try to take a guess?
I'm trying to think. It's not working out very well. Pretty common thing for me.
We need to remind Alexa of the rules.
Okay.
You can think out loud, but don't say the answer.
But if
0.2 seconds flat after I've read the question.
But the thing is, I think Alexa got it right.
If I'm talking it out, funny my anymore. Head is right. It is what it is.
Talk it out your head to yourself. Out loud to yourself.
I didn't
out
know
it, in your head. Out loud.
I didn't know where it was
going to
take me. Sometimes I just start talking. And
so right. Was is.
Yeah, so was Swiss. Cause
It's funny how the kids are laughing because they're not in here yet.
Oh,
tell them to come on in here, Travis.
Come on in, Polka Dot Band.
They're already in here, though. They've been playing music.
Do you see them too? You see them too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. What did the cheese say before having its photo taken? Oh, sorry.
Swiss.
Cheese.
Me.
Cheese.
That's good. Photographer. It's going to be simple. Flip.
People.
Cheese is too obvious.
Smile. Smile.
There you go. Mm-mm. That might be it.
That's more of a corny joke than a cheesy joke, but, you know.
People.
Yeah. That's more of a corny joke than a cheesy joke.
Will your article help me?
Love you, Travis.
You say people doesn't make you smile. Cheese makes
you smile. Is that all you got?
Cheese makes you smile.
I have one more because I didn't
know. Oh, the other one?
Okay. I answered that one.
Go for it.
What do witches put on their bagels?
Bagels?
Stitches.
On the bagels. On the bagels.
You mean bagels?
Sure. I think I know it, but I'm not going to say it because you're going to get mad again.
Yeah.
I know it.
What do witches put on their bagels?
I think I actually might know. No, never mind. No.
Salem.
I'm not even going to say my answer now.
I got it again.
Salem.
I'm so good at cheesy jokes, apparently.
Because Salem.
South salmon. You put salmon on your bagel?
No, I just don't have that.
People do that. On your bagel.
I do.
Say, Alexa. Come on.
Scream cheese.
Yes.
Ah, that is a good one. Scream cheese. I was trying to think, what goes with cream cheese?
Do witches scream?
I got one. I got a special one.
You have one?
I have one. It's just a special one. It's not like I want to make this a regular thing.
Okay.
All right, ready? What is Captain Hook's least favorite app?
least favorite app?
TikTok.
Oh!
TikTok.
I was thinking, I was like, how can he use the phone? I mean, I guess you could use it.
Good one.
Okay.
TikTok.
That's all I care. Yep. I thought about that earlier because everybody was like, TikTok. And I'm like, oh, I got a dad joke.
All right, let's go back to Restaurant Impossible, and you guys need to give your guesses up now.
I got one.
Give it
all right,
up.
Go.
Mine's going to be Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Well, that's a good guess.
Mine's the A&W restaurant.
That's a good guess as well.
I don't think they sell pasta there.
Jared?
I don't know.
Jared still hasn't figured nothing out.
She's so confident.
She's
so you just
everybody's like, good
confidence.
Good guess. I don't know if they sell pasta there.
Jared?
KFC.
I mean, they technically serve pasta.
I want to ask a question.
They serve
I
pasta.
Ask a question.
You guys aren't thinking of like
you had three corny jokes to think.
They serve pasta.
I
Googled tourist attractions and it's bringing up like Disney World.
They literally sell pasta there.
There might be one
at
Disney World.
Not one in Morgantown.
Well, you're saying that it's a franchise.
There's one at Disney World.
Are we gonna
do
our slap our heads?
Can I change my freaking answer?
Are we gonna slap our heads and think I could have should have had a V8 once we get the answer?
I think at this point, yeah.
Maybe in 2008 we would have said that.
With these clues, I think.
All right, so I got Copper House Grill. We have A&W, and what was yours?
Mine was Romano's Macaroni Grill. I don't even know this
nice
place.
One.
So I just
KFC.
And Jared's going to stick with KFC.
I mean, technically, that restaurant fits all the criteria. There's not one in Morgantown.
Yours is a good
there's
one.
There's a KFC in Morgantown.
I know.
Yeah.
Where's the
all right,
KFC for Jared.
All right, Alexa, did anybody get guess the restaurant today?
No.
She's not even going to wait.
No.
We had one close guess.
Which one was close? Like,
one that fit all the criteria.
Frankly, I'm disappointed, guys.
Which was Justin's close.
What'd you guess?
I can't keep looking at my phone because I've never heard of the place.
Could you imagine? I've heard of it, but never been there.
Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I mean, I could see that being near the restaurant that.
Could you imagine if KFC sold pasta?
They do.
They sell mac and cheese.
They smell mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Do you count that as? I guess you.
That is pasta. Yeah,
that's pasta.
You're right. Put chicken in it. They should put chicken in it.
That would be great.
Oh, Panera mac and cheese.
So when you're talking about pasta, you're just not talking about spaghetti.
No, I mean, just my favorite dish. They don't specialize in pasta. That's just my favorite thing.
All right, now we get to ask a question. So here we go.
All right, my question.
There's one right there.
What specific tourist attraction is it at?
It's the yes or no question.
You can ask it. She doesn't have to answer it.
Yeah. Yes or no question.
She's going to pick one question to answer.
I might just answer.
Oh, unless she wants to answer more. That's up to her.
Is it a restaurant around Disney World?
She answered that. Hold on. He got mad that she answered it.
Why did you say that? There's Jared's question was what?
Am I here?
What specific tourist attraction
is
going around?
Do you think I've been there?
I'm sure you've probably been here.
Oh, I got a good one.
And Taylor's question was
World,
what?
Is it around Disney World?
Taylor wants to know if it's around Disney World.
We've never been to Disney World.
Yeah, we have.
Never been to Disney World.
Downtown Disney. I've been to Disney World as a kid.
All right,
Justin, what's your question?
Is the tourist attraction a historic tourist attraction?
I mean, that's...
Depends which one you're talking about.
Franchise.
What do you mean?
Because there's more than it's a franchise. So they're all at tourist attractions.
And my question is going to be...
Oh, I see. Because it could be at both. Oh, okay. Tourist I see what you're saying.
My question is going to be, is this tourist attraction in Fairmont, West Virginia?
No.
Is that really your question?
Huh?
Is that really your question?
So, simple answer, no.
The tourist attraction in Fairmont would be like...
There might be one there, and I don't even know it.
Not in the greater Morgantown area.
On a creek. That would be a tourist.
It'd be the Pokey Dot that burnt down.
We have a waste pool and a splash pond in Fairmont that I never even knew existed.
It's not a tourist attraction.
If it's not in Morgantown, it's not in Fairmont.
Tourist attraction is like an amusement
park. So you're going further out.
I've only been there maybe 5 times in my life.
I'm thinking Disney World.
It is in West Virginia, right?
Here we go.
You said it's not in Pennsylvania?
No.
I want to change my question.
I thought it's Kennywood. Is it in Kennywood? That's my question.
I don't think there's one in Pennsylvania either.
I'm going to change my question only because Jared made a really good point, and I think that question actually could cause a lot more conflict than resolutions. I'm going to say, is it... I don't know, north of here. I really don't know where to go.
My question is
all around us.
Is this tourist attraction in West Virginia?
I doubt it. There's nothing here, man. There's nothing here.
There's nothing in West Virginia.
There's nothing here, man. No. Just accept it.
You get nothing.
Well, I didn't have no clue to say it's not in West Virginia. No.
The best thing in West Virginia is Steak and Shake.
Can we acknowledge the name of the game is actually becoming really...
Yes,
Triple H.
It's fit, very fitting.
He said the name of the game, and I was like, it's Triple H. All right.
Okay,
say your thing.
Just say the answer.
No.
Okay, no, let me rephrase my question. My question is your favorite tourist attraction, is it in Florida?
It's a franchise, so...
It's in multiple places.
Yeah,
of course, but is this tourist attraction
Taylor asked the best question.
So right. Answer. Are you going to answer it? Answer it. What is her question?
Taylor.
Answer it.
Yeah, just answer Taylor's for crying out loud.
So she said, is there one of these? Because there's many. Mm-hmm. She says, is there one of these at Disney? Yes.
Okay. So now we just have to look up every freaking restaurant at Disney.
Okay. Or around Disney.
But no, we can narrow it down because we can look at all the restaurants at Disney and then we can find out which ones are like everywhere.
Not everywhere.
So you said it's a franchise. You just said it.
I know.
Everywhere.
It's a very limited franchise. A tourist trap franchise. Well, so it's really only going to be.
It's not in West Virginia. So that's not
where
everywhere.
There's big.
We have to cross reference about 5 times. We need to hire Amy Santiago.
Let's close up Restaurant Impossible.
Oh, hold on.
As soon as it gets the music there. And move on to whatever we got left so we can get out of here. And we'll close up Restaurant Impossible right now.
There are two in Disney.
Shut up. Why did you say that? Why did you say that?
Because it's been it's 2 months.
Threw us a bone. Threw us a bone.
There are many restaurants that could be in different places.
She
the
threw
music's
us.
Playing. It's closed.
She threw us a bone.
The song hasn't ended, though.
This is probably the best James Bond.
Okay. Anything else we got to talk about before we head out? Anything I'm missing? Oh, we got to do Jared's segment.
Oh. Hold on.
Anything else we got to do?
Impossible.
Hold on.
Trash.
Trash.
All right. Part two of extremely hard Bible trivia.
Uh-oh, here we go.
We did the beginners.
Yes.
Yes, last time. Now we're doing novice level. Apparently, it's just 5 questions, but you have to specifically choose what book you want it to be in and chapter, so it's not really diverse. So do you want to do, like, which book do you want to do? It's just automatically in Genesis right now.
Well, just go with Genesis.
No, I could do this. I'm going to do the subject.
Revelations. I like Revelations.
We'll do end times.
Yeah.
End times.
Novice end times.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, question number one. When Christ returns, those who are saved will meet him where? Mount Zion, Jerusalem, heaven, air?
Air?
Or purgatory?
Air.
Florida.
Air.
Florida.
Disney World.
Alexis' favorite restaurant.
I'll say air. I don't know. That's just a random answer.
Heaven, one more time. Obviously. When Christ returns,
that obvious?
Those who are saved will meet him where? Mount Zion, Jerusalem. Well, it depends on what it is then. Mount Zion, Jerusalem, heaven, air, or purgatory? You can't
heaven.
Look this up.
Air, I'm not looking it up.
Air
I'm
and
to
heaven,
guess.
The same thing?
No.
No.
No. Because there's air in here, but
air.
Heaven's not.
There's, yeah, true.
Are we going to say heaven or Mount
Let's
Zion?
Heaven.
All right, say heaven. Two. According to the Spirit, in latter times, or end times, I guess, what will some people not do? Depart from their faith, speak lies, seek godliness, forbid to marry, listen to deceiving spirits. So these some people
will
not
do
these things.
Seek godliness.
Okay.
Will not seek godliness. Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where times right now?
Where must we all make an appearance? At heaven's gate.
Sorry.
Before the judgment seat of Christ. In front of
what
Peter. Or in a confessional. So when we make an appearance, where is it going to be?
Say the answers again.
At heaven's gate. Before the judgment seat of Christ. In front of Peter. Or in a confessional.
Judgment seat.
B.
The judgment seat.
B. Yeah.
Like where you'll be judged.
Right.
Judgment seat.
All right.
All the above. Except for confession.
What does the book of 2 Thessalonians tell us will happen to those who did not believe the truth? They will repent. They will curse Jesus. They will go to heaven. They will be, they'll go to hell. I like how I replace that cuss word just with another one, technically.
What did you replace?
Damned. I just felt like saying it.
B.
B. They will curse Jesus.
B.
Anyone else? Do you think it's that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
5. Upon whom is the wrath of God coming? Satan and his demons? Atheists? The Jews? The children of disobedience? Or all mankind?
B.
Children of disobedience.
Say B to every single one of them?
Just the atheist, not Satan.
Children of disobedience.
The children of disobedience. It does sound like it's in a Bible verse.
All the above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Check our answers.
B.
All right. Number one. When Christ returns, those who are saved will meet him where? We said heaven. It is actually incorrect. It is in air.
Are you serious?
In the air. In the air.
In the air.
I kept saying air.
Because it just sounded weird.
I always
said
that. It did sound weird.
It did
because
sound
it
weird.
Knows how
like, there's like
air.
A song, though,
in
I feel like.
He
in
just
the
lied
air.
To you, basically.
If it said
I feel like
the
there's
air.
A song, though, about
they'll be caught
him
up to meet him in the air.
Yeah, that's what I got.
All right. According to the Spirit, in latter times, what will some people not do? See, godliness is correct.
B.
You're right.
We're in the latter times right now.
Where must we all make an appearance?
B.
Before the judgment seat of Christ, that is correct.
What does the book of 2 Thessalonians tell us? What will happen to those who did not believe the truth? They will curse Jesus. That is incorrect. We said that. The correct answer is they will be damned.
I was going to say that.
That's not good. We've missed two.
Upon whom is the wrath of God coming? The children of disobedience is correct. So we scored 60%, so we failed. Right? Right. We failed 60%.
That's over 50. That'd be a D, though.
Yeah, we failed.
Still, we just failed, yeah. Failed.
That was novice difficulty. After that is intermediate, advanced, and then expert.
Way to kick us while we're down, Jared.
Right. We'll do expert next time and see how well we do.
Yeah.
No, we got to do intermediate.
Right. Intermediate, yeah.
So. Wait a minute. So we failed this one, but we still progressed to the next level?
Yep. You failed to get better.
So let's do a harder one.
All right. Let's do the one thing we forgot to do when we opened up our toy box, and that's bringing Gus Polinski and the polka dot band.
I mean, I didn't fail because I chose B every time, so.
I know, right? Okay. And, well, hey, Gus, will you strike up the polka dot band over there?
Come on, yeah. Kids.
Come on, kids. Are those all his kids?
I don't know. Let's ask him that later on. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our podcast today.
Are they lost?
The S&D Kidman Talk Show podcast. Okay. Remember, we are always on located on 101.928 on your podcast dial, The Big Burp. And the only podcast on that dial. No mask required to listen. Visit our membership at sndkidman.com, and our social media links are there for Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. Everyone's connected, but not on Twitter.
No.
And subscribe, like, and share. Please help us out there. Let us know what you think. And find our podcasts at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at Golden Corral. And weather and traffic every 4 on the 12s with Bob and the S&D Sky Traffic Weather Jet, and there he goes right now.
Hi,
right.
Bob!
We did have our lines open, but we're going to close them now because we're getting ready to close the podcast. You could dial 9 or text 9 and get your question or comment on here. But we're kind of out of time for that. So stay tuned for our All Request Hour coming up later with deep cuts and no hits. And so to my left today is helping us out with what we've done today. We got the full staff in here today, our Kidman internship team, husband and wife, Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody. Give it up for them. And to my right, my son-in-law and daughter, Justin and Taylor Vance. They brought both the two kids today, the grand's kids here today, the world's youngest Kidman podcasters. Let's give them a round of applause for Justin and Taylor. And before me, he's always happy because he's here today again. And we're glad that he's gave us our input for Peter Pan. Some very deep, insightful thought he did with the Peter Pan segment, the opening of the podcast today. And that's why we call him Eric. Epic.
Eric.
I got Henry.
That's
Jared.
Why we call him Eric.
Jared and Henry got squished together with Eric.
What's your middle name?
Tyler.
Let's give it up for the one and only Jared the Epic Henry, everybody.
So loud.
These polka dot boys.
All right.
These polka dot boys, are they lost? Do they know where they're?
No, they're not lost.
They know their mothers?
Yeah. Yes. And please, warning, this podcast does contain Kidman language. And there's some of it right there. Batteries are not included. Rebates must be postmarked no later than a day after hearing this commercial. See dealer for details. No toys were harmed in the recording of this commercial. Shakeware before use. Keep frozen until ready to use, and use only as directed.
If you start having irritation, make sure to see it.
Evan.
Do you think Gus Polinski is Peter Pan and all these kids are lost? All these polka dot kids are lost?
No, I don't think so.
We'll never know.
Never know.
We'll never know.
So.
Could be running, yeah.
It could be eating and abetting.
Any closing thoughts before we get out of here? Before I get Carol ready?
Oop.
All right. I guess that settles it. Carol, take us out of here. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Cause it makes me feel that I belong. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, guess it's time for me to sing. So
also making a Hong Kong movie, and you're dog can be in it. My dog? But Espresso, Chandler's dog's the main. She's Hong Kong food.
Can I be in it? My dog can
Your play? Dog can be in it.
What's he going to play?
I don't know. There's got to be a cat. Your cat can be in it.
You bring up your Hong Kong food movie.
He's not camera ready. I thought of Winston's cat. No,
for a topic in the toy box next time, we need put together your Hong Kong Fooey movie.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah.
Man, I have so many good movies.
It's just me trying. It's just me trying to put a pan on his head the whole time.
I have a movie idea.
Check. Get in the mic and talk. Bring all this back up again.
You know that the same voice, the dad and Captain Hook are the voice by the same person?
Yep.
I can believe that. A lot of voiceover people did that stuff.
Yeah, I can't think of any more, though.
So there could be a parallel there.
Wendy and Alice in Wonderland are the same person.
We looked that up, too. Because Travis said, who's that voice?
Can any of you be an impersonator?
No, I think about it. Don't. Like the illustrations of Wendy and Allison, don't they actually look
Allison?
Exactly the same?
You mean Alice?
Alice, whatever.
Here comes Water Boy.
Her name is Allison Wonderland.
I mean, that's all for Travis right there.
Her full name is Allison Wonderland.
Allison
Thanks, bro.
Wonderland.
Thank you, Jared, really.
James Wonder.
We laughed to the point of crying. WandaVision?
WandaVision. That's we love it.
Oh my gosh. The third one, so good too.
Jared, there's a dark
you know
underlines in there. Yeah.
You know something's going to happen.
Yeah, there's something going to seriously
we're
take
just
place.
Saying this is the beginning of the new phase of the universe. So,
they're going to open up with a movie at
so
the end of it.
This is going to lead into whatever the movies are going to be.
Oh, wow. This is like the origin of origin stories.
Call me crazy. I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man, but I really hope Miles Morales is the new Spider-Man in the new phase.
That'd be cool.
I feel like it has to be. There's so much Miles Morales.
Miles Morales is supposed to be a lot younger than him.
I'd be content if they just made a series just like in that black and white. That's just so cool.
I know, but now do you see what they're doing, though?
Yeah, it's progressing real fast.
Every decade.
Yep. You watch all three?
No,
I've seen the third one was on, but I haven't watched it yet, so don't say no spoilers.
This is probably a really good way for them to open up.
Well, they haven't really released. I mean, what? We still don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm not saying that, like, I mean, honestly, I would love to have Miles Morales and Peter Parker as Spider-Man in a movie. That would be an awesome movie.
I saw a thing on Google saying Marvel's
sorry.
Really mad at
Tobey Maguire. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm pretty sure through IMDb it's getting somewhat confirmed. That there's going to be a Tom Holland Spider-Man movie where all the alternate universe Spider-Mans, a.k.a. Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire actually come into play.
I've said that from the beginning. I said, these aren't reboots. They're just working up to...
that will be one sick
multiverse.
He's also going to be in Doctor Strange, too.
You say Toby?
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, they sent me like Toby is a Toby Flenderson. I'm like, that's a twist.
I'm not a Doctor Strange fan.
Toby Flenderson.
But unless he was directed by...
Toby Flenderson?
No, Sam
Raimi. That would be like the funniest twist ever.
I mean, it'll go real deep into the Scranton Strangler.
Yeah, Spider-Man's got to take down the Scranton Strangler. It is Toby Flenderson.
James Gunn.
Is like the plot of a century.
James Gunn was married to Pam in real life.
Yeah. We need to start our own podcast on this kind of stuff.
I would love to. Oh, my God.
This is stuff we mix up.
Did you know, though, like James Gunn, the director of Guardians, he was married to Pam in real life?
Oh, yeah. They actually met because she had an idea for a script, and they sat down and they started doing the script for a movie.
I have an idea for a script.
And Angela was married to Toby's real-life brother.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's her daughter is from Toby's, so her daughter kind of looks like Toby, to be honest.
Poor thing.
Because she was married to Toby's real-life brother.
I can't remember where I'm at, girl.
It's been a couple days
since we watched it.
Yeah.
Take that to trash.
We haven't been home.
We watched a good bit of it. I think we're kind of where Megan Fox is moving in.
That's where we are. I know. The whole Megan Fox part is pointless. Just don't.
This is why I don't watch that stuff.
And Zooey Deschanel goes on the train.
Extra water bottle?
I think.
No,
there's
no.
It's got water in it.
Almost retched for
that. I'll sacrifice one of mine.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, waiting, Robbie.
I think the last episode I saw is
Buddy,
when.
Take a trash.
You fell asleep.
Yeah.
No, it's when Schmidt's dad and them are there, and Schmidt Schmidt was afraid he wasn't going to come, but he did come.
For like the wedding? Or
I just watched the wedding. Okay, I watched the wedding. He was on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I hate how that went down.
There's only one good thing that came out of that show. Was the collaboration.
Don't tell me.
I
don't know what happened.
This is like my third time watching it. But.
This is my first time.
I don't know if he's seen the other show.
Because I don't watch anything.
I don't know if he's seen the other show. I'll text you, Travis. And then if you know that he's seen that show, then he already knows about this.
Okay.
Do you know that Nick and New Girl is actually Peter B. Parker in Into the Spider-Verse?
I didn't know.
No.
And they're literally the same. They're literally the same person.
Did you know? Did you know on Snapchat if I put the man filter, I look just like Nick Miller.
It's so funny.
I need to see that.
No, you don't.
Travis won't look at it because it makes him like.
You want to sleep tonight, don't you?
It's scary how similar. I am the female Nick Miller.
So he's seen that? Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was a collaboration between them and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, that one's so cool.
That's the only good thing that came out of New Girl.
That was really cool.
Lord bless this podcast today, yes. Please. And when we're done praying, this folks can continue talking while we test the equipment and help us to have some good ideas, generate good ministry content for people to use out there. And if they'll feel real generous and give us some financial donations for giving those ideas to them free of charge. In Jesus' name, please.
Amen. Hey, put him in the chair.
What was I saying?
Can you move that out of the way?
What was I saying?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. I don't really like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like I've watched a lot of stuff with Chandler and Leanne. I'm just not into
that's
it.
A shame.
I looked Scully and Hitchcock are my favorite characters in the entire show.
I really like the captain. I can't remember his name.
Captain Holt.
I like Holt. Once Holt was on there, I was like,
that was day one.
It was.